It's Monday, April 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Apostles Church, situated in China's coastal city of Suzhou, recently appointed Reverend Rui Tingting as associate senior pastor. She accepted the appointment, becoming the successor to the oldest church in the Jiangsu province, the very first Protestant church from 1879 by missionaries, reports International Christian Concern. According to China Christian Daily, the two Chinese national flags on the podium displayed before Reverend Rui showed her responsibility to society and allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party over God. With her hand on the Bible, she promised she would follow the Chinese Communist Party's core socialist values, comply with the three self-principles, and fulfill her pastoral responsibilities to the Apostles' Church. Many Chinese churches have been asked to display communist flags, slogans, or even portraits of Chinese President Xi Jinping inside their buildings to show their allegiance. But Exodus 20, verses 3 through 6 says, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." In New York City, 68% of deaths attributed to COVID-19 have been in men and 32% in women. The same has been true in China, South Korea, and Italy. According to the Los Angeles Times, the coronavirus is known to bind to ACE2 receptors, which are plentiful in just a handful of tissues, including those of the testicles. A pilot study that tracked the clearance of the virus from patients in Mumbai, India, offered further evidence that men are indeed harder hit by the pathogen. Appearing on Sean Hannity's Fox News Channel program, Dr. Mehmet Oz sparked outrage last week when he advocated for reopening schools amid the coronavirus pandemic, reports the New York Post.
First, we need our mojo back. Let's start with things that are really critical to the nation where we think we might be able to open without getting into a lot of trouble. I tell you, schools are a very appetizing opportunity. I just saw a nice piece in The Lancet arguing that the opening of schools may only cost us 2-3% in terms of total mortality. Any life is a life lost, but to get every child back into a school where they're safely being educated, being fed, and making the most out of their lives with a theoretical risk in the backside, it might be a trade-off some folks would consider. We need to get industry back, supply lines. I mean, things that we can do without putting the nation at risk.
Oz was referencing an article that appeared in the Lancet Journal of Child and Adolescent Health last week, which cites a study that found school closures in the UK will, quote, reduce COVID-19 deaths by only 2-4%, end quote. What the Democrats need in order to be sure of beating President Trump is the perfect vice presidential candidate, one who will not only balance the ticket, push liberal causes, and check all the social justice boxes, but who will turn out the African-American vote in droves without Biden's having to say a word or lift a finger. Biden is already on record as saying he'll choose a woman, but none of the defeated female candidates for the nomination, including Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar, excited much interest from the Democratic base during the primaries. Even the failed candidate for Georgia governor, a black woman named Stacey Abrams, does not inspire much confidence. That's why all bets are on Michelle Obama, reports the New York Post. On April 10th, Google suspended a mobile app, Christ Kirk, launched by Christ Church of Moscow, Idaho, claiming that the app violates the tech giant's sensitive events policy related to the COVID-19 pandemic, reports the Christian Post. The church vented in a Facebook post, alerting its followers to the censorship by Google Play. In its defense, Google said, quote, "We do not allow apps that lack reasonable sensitivity towards or capitalize on a natural disaster, atrocity, conflict, death, or other tragic event," end quote. Of course, Google's moral compass comes not from God, but from their own imagination. Listen to this 37-second soundbite from Pastor Tony Sumter, which no doubt angered the Google God-haters.
The book of Joel, though, is a prophecy about coming disaster on Israel. It's also about the hope of repentance and reformation, but also the promise of international justice. We don't know the full nature of the hardship we are currently facing, but we do know that it is from the Lord. And so if it's from the Lord, it's for our good, and it's for His glory. And therefore, if it's from the Lord and it's for our good and it's for His glory, we know it's also part of His plan to fill the earth with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Christ Church Executive Pastor Ben Zorn said, quote, "We believe this is censorship and wrongheaded," end quote. And finally, Greg Laurie, the pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, whose Palm Sunday service was watched online by President Trump, says that amid the COVID-19 pandemic, an increasing number of young people are starting to embrace the gospel, reports the Christian Post. Ever since the shutdown began, viewership among millennials of his church services online has increased 235%. In an op-ed published in Newsweek last Tuesday, Laurie asked, quote, "Could it be that simply by responding as best and as quickly as we could to something no one saw coming, we've unwittingly stumbled into part of God's answer to a generational riddle?" End quote. In the last 4 weeks, 31,000 people, many of them millennials, have indicated they got saved through Laurie's online altar calls. Are we witnessing the next great awakening as Americans are confined to their homes? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 20th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.